Fan Morning Show. This Black Friday's version is Alexander and Hagman. And before we get to Jim Colony and in depth with Marquise Pouncey, check in with our good friend, the Partying Panther. Panther, you headed down to Morgantown tonight?
I'm on my way like right now.
You're a brave man.
Well, first of all, I got a parking place that if I can get there before they do, literally they all got to drive past me, and then they all like, how the hell could he possibly get that parking space? The problem is, I'm by myself. I don't know one person going to the game. Do you have any idea how many people I know? And none of them are going to the game tonight.
Yeah, none of my boys are making that trip, Panther. They fear for their lives.
Well, you know what? I guarantee, hey, don't be surprised if they win if the motorhome isn't on fire. But you know what? It's insured for a lot more than it's worth. So if it's on fire, I'll be dancing around it.
And what's better than no matter how good the game is, what's more important, Panther?
Exactly. It's all about the party.
All right, Panther, be careful out there, my friend.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right, that is the Partying Panther, who's just one of the best. Be careful out there. Now let's welcome in our good friend Jim Colony. Jim, what are you doing, the Irish jig as we speak, or what?
No, but this is really annoying. We're at the Marriott in downtown Philadelphia, which I guess is known as Center City.
Yep.
The place is full of these competitors in an Irish dance contest. You know, you see those things on TV every once in a while with the kids dancing around and their legs kicking out and all this stuff. And it's kind of neat to look at. But let's say that if you're in a room on the 8th floor and then there's somebody in the room on the 9th floor who's competing in this competition and they're up at 7 in the morning, which I guess is sleeping in for me.
Right.
But you can hear it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? I mean, you know, it's a nice hotel and everything, but you get those clogs and everything on, and they make a lot of noise. So they're running rampant. We've been overrun by Irish dance competitors. But other than that, everything's fine.
Well, Jim, since we have you, go ahead and tee up your in-depth segment, if you would.
Well, I was given permission. I think I told you and Greg off the air. Hi, Eric. that I was given permission this week. I finally took a big step in my relationship with Marquise Pouncey. So we'll find out what that is here after a couple of minutes of fun and frivolity in depth with Marquise Pouncey.
Okay, now you're saying you're in a hurry, and I am too, because if the quarterback comes back and starts talking and I don't get him, then I lose my job. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Definitely not, man.
Neither would I. Neither would Miss Linda. She wouldn't be very upset about that. She would be very upset. Now you say, this can't be true, okay? First of all, you just wolfed down a cheeseburger. So you just had your lunch instead of relaxing in the cafeteria, bonding with your teammates and sitting in a chair. Instead, you wolfed it down, and now you say you got to take a shower. So you're taking a shower before practice.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck's up with that?
Wake me up a little bit more. We already went through meetings all day, had a whole bunch of walkthroughs, so it kind of wakes me up and gets me going.
So what you're saying is Sean Coogler just put you to sleep?
Not really. We just been through a lot, and I just want a shower before practice.
You're supposed to get tired like tomorrow after you eat turkey. You know, they say that whatever that stuff is, it's in the turkey that makes you sleepy.
Heck yeah, man. I'm going to eat so much tomorrow, I'm probably going to eat myself to sleep.
Well, you do know this is going to be played back on Friday. So hopefully you wake up in time for this.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, now you play an important role. Well, of course, you play the most important role on the team. Everybody knows that because every offensive play starts with you. It starts with the center. Now, your quarterback's got a bad thumb. And what a lot of people, I'm sure, don't realize is how hard a center snaps the ball into the quarterback's hands. So how do you deal with that?
He'll be fine, man. Ben's one of them guys, man. He just plays right through injuries. Don't even think twice about it and gonna go out there and perform for us.
If you guys have to use that pistol formation, it's the hybrid. You weren't here though. He did this, this would have been, 6 years ago already in 05 that you were just a kid back at Lakeland High School or whatever. But is that, how much different is that for you if you have to use, it's not really a shotgun and it's not really it's a short shotgun. Is it weird?
Not really. It's probably less room for error for the ball to try to drift off on him.
You wouldn't want that. Can you see? No, you don't even look, do you, when you snap the ball out of a shotgun?
No, I don't look at all.
When can you tell if the snap has gone awry?
If you're saying it's gone bad?
Yeah.
Probably when all the fans are like,
or the fans on the other team are making a lot
cheering or something.
Are making a lot more noise. What'd you make of the Chiefs game the other night? Did you watch that?
I watched a little bit of it, man. They're a good team, man. They didn't play that well the past week, but they're a good team, and they're not really getting blown out by a lot of teams. They're actually playing good football.
Talking to Marquise Pouncey here on The Fan. Now, one of the things you guys always talk about is you want to be playing your best football toward the end of the season. Are you guys, you think you're in a position where, like, for example, the offensive line, you guys are getting healthier, you've had the same group together. Do you guys think you're poised to make a run here over the last six games or so?
We're going to take it day by day, man. We've got to go out here at practice and have a good one today, and then we'll look forward to the next day and et cetera and on after that.
Now, can you tell, though, when things are, you know, is there just a different feeling that you have, that your teammates have, of confidence when things are going well?
Heck yeah, you always got confidence when you're playing real well, and hopefully we can keep that going and start it off at practice like we always do.
What if your old coach, Urban Meyer, ends up going to Ohio State?
That's good for him, man. He's going to get paid a lot of money.
Actually, you know what? I'm trying to think. He might get paid more than you.
Heck yeah, man. He got paid more than me at Florida.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure. You know what the other schools say about you guys and what you say about, like, Alabama and LSU, right? I mean,
I only talk about the Gators, man. I'm a Gator for life.
What makes him the coach that he is? Is it attracting talent? Is it working with that talent? Or what made him so good?
He's a good recruiter, and plus, yeah, he brings a lot of great coaches around him that really make him look a lot better.
How long would it take him? Now, Ohio State, it's not like they've gone completely down, but they're going to have – there's a little amount of rebuilding if there's probation and they lose scholarships and so forth. How long do you think it'll take him to get things rolling?
Not long at all, man. Ohio State never plays a hard schedule. They maybe got one or two hard games a year. That's why they're real good this year.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that the SEC is, like, up here, and I've got my hand even over your head, and everybody else is, like, down where I am.
You're going to see it this year. The SEC team's going to win the national championship, like always.
Is one of those Florida? That was
good
a little
joke.
Cheap one, wasn't
good
it?
Joke, man.
I know. Well, it was okay. I don't want you to get, here's what I wanted to say. I got the green light earlier this week. Can I call you Pounce?
Yeah, you can definitely call me Pounce.
Who else gets to call you Pounce besides your teammates?
Everybody else that I know. They get me in.
Well, I kind of was hoping that I'd be in some sort of an exclusive little club here. And you just crushed it, just like I got you with the Florida joke. I deserved it.
There goes number seven, though. You might have to leave pretty soon.
No, that's good. I need to talk to him.
Well, Jim, I thought you were sharing with us something really big.
Like he said, he crushed me. But I got that zinger in about him getting paid at Florida and then about Florida not being any good this year. And so he kind of got me back.
And Jim, you know how this clock works. We're already late. But are you and Mr. Grote ready for tonight?
Yes, we are. And I did some research. I will tell you how Mr. Grote did in his one appearance at the Palestra back in 1951. I've got the information. And Pitt better watch out. Penn's got some seniors. They've got a really good point guard. It's not going to be an easy game tonight for the Panthers on the 50,000-watt blowtorch.